Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we are calling Texas, baby. We're going back to Dallas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Remember going to, that was where we had the first barbecue at.
Yeah.
What was it? Terry Black's?
Terry Black's. Fuck, that was legit.
Get it. Let's call Sally.
Remember when we saw the stock exchange and it was like all the horses in the street?
Oh, at Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Stock exchange?
That's the joke.
Yeah, but we didn't get it for a while.
Then we were like, oh, so Wall Street?
Oh, we're on Wall Street.
Yeah.
I didn't know Wall Street was in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah. The market's stable.
Hello.
That's funny. Hello.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sally, are you currently having Texas barbecue at Terry Black's?
I am not at Terry Black's, but that is delicious.
As a couple of locals. Yeah, we've also been there.
As a couple of locals,
yeah,
we can confirm. All good. Do we get to meet you when we were in Texas, Sally? I'm going.
We did.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. You do not. Come on. I was
Sorry, Sally. Very business
when I met you.
Very business.
Very business.
I'm very serious at work when I'm right there. And I was one of the first in line, and I was probably the only person in a business suit. Oh, okay.
I actually do remember that. You were in the beginning, yes. And it was so hot.
I was going to say, Sally, you're one of the only people that got a hug
that didn't leave sweat on you.
Yeah, because we sweated on every single other person because it was fucking hot.
Yeah.
So well done, you.
That was a mild day in Texas, folks.
No, that was rough.
We were fresh off the plane, fresh out of winter, and that we nearly died.
Yeah, that was so rough. Well, anyway, sweat and barbecue aside, Sally, will you approve today's podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. I would love to.
Oh, yay!
Woo!
Hi, it's Sally in Dallas, Texas, and I approve this podcast.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
To celebrate the fact it's a Friday and we just watched Rebecca Black's Friday in full on YouTube, I didn't realize there was a full song. I thought it was just a chorus. And there's a rap breakdown in it that's awful. So to celebrate that, Tony is going to rap what's coming up.
Oh, fucking hell. Dangers of being a parent, and I've got a great new idea, but I think I've already been convinced that it's not a good idea. It's Friday.
That surprisingly rhymed more than Rebecca Black's verses.
That is, I honestly did not know it was a full song, I don't think.
That was so terrible.
But I
was like, oh, it's time to get the bus. Oh, there's the bus. Better catch the bus.
Where's
my
bowl of cereal?
Yeah, she's like, what?
Yeah, very confusing. I'm not a fan. I'm not personally a fan.
Okay.
Good for her though. She's still famous. Like, she's probably paying her bills with being like a TikToker.
We just watched
it
and she got a view, and that video's done 300 million views on YouTube, and people are still commenting and still watching. So she's probably
doing all right.
Or do you reckon it's one of those murky ones where like the production company gets it and she got paid $2,000 or something?
Maybe. She got paid once.
Yeah. And they're still raking
it. And they get the like royalties or whatever.
I hope she's getting a cut.
I hope she.
She's got 985,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay, she's doing all right.
She'll figure it
she's
out.
She's doing all right.
All right. Emily Watson. No,
hey,
Wilton. Emily Wilton.
Emily Wilton.
Who's a tarpa?
Like a bit of spinach in a pan. She's Wilton.
Ask tarpers with children, what's the silliest way you've hurt yourself? And I can attest that when you have kids, you end up hurting yourself by doing the most embarrassing dumb shit.
Like the kids hurt themselves?
No,
or
the
you
parent
do?
Hurts themselves.
Oh.
Like what? So it's really funny when Mabel gets up close to my nose, she wants to like,
oh, yeah.
Like bite my nose. Yep. And then the other day, she doesn't have teeth yet. She like gummed my nose and it fucking hurt and it left like a mark. And so I was like, what happened to your nose? And it's just really embarrassing to say, oh, my daughter was just like trying to bite it. And you just feel like a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, I get it. Also, yeah. Like I've like been playing with a baby before or like fucking around with the kids or whatever. And like you hurt yourself because you're not used to like being on the floor for that long.
Yeah, and there's a lot of this
energy. There's a bit of that.
Emily says, I was on those big circular swings. You know, they go round and around and it's got multiple seats on it.
Like at a fair?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of parks have those now as well.
What?
I've only just started going to playgrounds. There's crazy shit going on out there. There's all sorts of stuff. There's death traps.
Do you know what used to be my favorite thing at the park? Mm-hmm. Flying fox.
There's a flying fox at Wombat Bend in Templestowe.
I'm going
Mabel
there.
Mabel went on it. It was awesome.
That is so cool. They were my favorite thing. That and a swing. Just a regular old swing.
Emily said, had a bit of momentum going. So I went to put my foot down to kind of like stop and slow us down. Jarred my ankle, twisted my knee and like stumbled out of the, and had to limp out of the thing. But what hurts most though is my dignity.
Yeah, it's humbling, yeah. I reckon.
Jen said, I was trying to make my daughter laugh by jumping up and down like a frog. I accidentally kneed myself in the face, gave myself a black eye and a concussion. Worst of all, I had to explain this to a doctor.
Like when you're young and you're playing in a playground, you are so fearless because you're just like, oh, yep, like.
You just get hurt, dust it off.
Dust it off and get back up and play with your friends again. And you forget that when you're an adult going into a playground, it's actually not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Lucy says, I was trying to teach my daughter a cheerleading move and I popped a ligament in my finger doing an errant clap.
What's an errant clap?
Like, she, woo. And, oh, she like just claps and it just like hit or something.
The wrong spot. Oh.
Michelle said, I tore my calf playing duck, duck, goose with a bunch of 8-year-olds.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I once punched a 5-year-old playing duck, duck, goose.
Why?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a deliberate action.
So you went to like do the...
No. So
duck, duck, goose is when we like duck, 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 goose. Like you're hitting people on the head or whatever.
And then when they say goose, you have to run around the circle and take their spot. And so we're playing. And you know, did you have like the older brother, younger brother, buddy system or whatever? Like when you're... The first year in year 7, you get paired up with the year 12.
Oh, yeah. So I went to a school that ended in year 10 and you had to go and it was called Ten's Friends.
Ten's Friends.
Which is quite cute. Yeah, that's probably why they did it.
So when I was in grade 6, I had a buddy who was in prep. So when you're 10 or 11, you get a buddy that's like 4 or 5.
That's cute.
Yeah. His name is Marn, little legend.
Do you still in touch?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah. Shout out to, what did you say, Mart?
Marn.
Marn.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marn if Marn's listening.
So it's like the older.
Tony and Ryman.
So it's like the older kids and the younger kids. We're all in a circle playing duck, duck, goose with our buddies. And they're coming around like duck, duck.
Oh, and kids
duck.
Really milk it, eh? That, yeah, I don't like that.
So.
The stress.
One of them touches me on the head and says, goose. And instead of jumping up and running after them, I was like, oh, I could probably just reach and like tag them before they get too far away.
Oh, you were being cool.
And then I accidentally, whilst trying to do that, just punched the kid next to me square in the side of the jaw. Like, goose, and I was like, oh.
So you didn't understand the game at all.
Well, if I had a tag.
Oh, instead of getting up, I should hit the kid next to me. That's how you play.
You're thinking of duck, duck, roundhouse.
Yeah, you're thinking of duck, duck, punch that kid in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always get confused. Yeah.
Oh, duck, duck, goose. I thought we were playing duck, duck, punch a 5-year-old in the jaw.
And it's like you just feel awful because you obviously didn't mean to do that.
Yeah,
and
I think her name was Jessica.
Oh, well, Jessica, if you're listening or watching on Spotify on your smart TV.
Sorry about that, mate. Hope you well.
Sorry, Mama. Oh.
Shout out to the buddy system at Alpha Meese Primary School in Grove Street there. Sorry, Jessica.
Oh.
And Marn, hope you well.
Yeah, hope you're doing well, Marn.
Yeah, he kind of disowned me after that. He was like, not my buddy, punching young girls.
There was like a ripple effect of, fuck.
Yeah.
God. Right. So there's just no way to come back from that,
well,
is there?
Well, there is, and that's by making Tony feel awful about something she's done. Just a... Jody Robson says, after this story, Tony will only have the second most embarrassing story regarding a ball pit.
Ball pits are no fucking joke.
Can you just bring us up to speed real quick?
This is
a real humbling episode.
It is. I went to Bounce, like the trampoline, indoor trampoline park, and they had a big ball pit. I was there with a bunch of friends from work.
Yep.
We were doing the, like, you wrestle on the balance beam and there's a ball pit underneath you. I fell into the ball pit. I couldn't get, and it was like a foam pit.
Yep.
And so the foam was like compressing underneath my body, and I couldn't get enough purchase on the thing to get out, and the guys that I was there with from work couldn't lift me out, and then a bunch of dudes that were there to like practice, it was like six really buff guys, and they all lifted me out of the foam pit.
Apparently some people who work for us find that funny.
Yeah, and I was so sweaty because I was getting so stressed that all of the foam was crumbling up and, like, sticking to my skin. So it made it feel like I was, like, getting feathered. And I wasn't.
Was it harder for the boys to grip you and pull you out because you were slippery?
I was all wet.
That wouldn't have happened to Prince Andrew.
It was.
He doesn't sweat, according to him. Sorry, a new movie's just come out about him, so I'm all up about Prince Andrew.
Yeah, and so I was all wet. They tried to get me out, and they're, like, lifting me, and it was jizzy. It was not good, to be quite honest with you. And it's quite traumatizing to have brought it back up.
Jody Robinson.
Hi, Jody. There's no way there's a story that's worse. There might be a story that's the same, but I don't think there's one that's worse.
I climbed out of the ball pit. Must be nice.
Oh, good for you, Judge.
And then jumped down from the ball pit onto the trampoline. I ruptured my PCL, ruptured my MCL, tore my ACL and LCL, and ended up dislocating my kneecap.
Well, she's just made up a bunch of stuff. I don't know what any of those are.
Oh, we know acronyms. Oh, must be nice.
Yeah.
Three surgeries later, my knee will never be the same.
Three surgeries. Oh.
But being carried out of a kid's play area on a stretcher was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
I'll give you that, actually, yeah. Jones. Yeah.
And the ambulance pulls up to the ball pit and you go, oh, something's happened to one of the kids.
Oh, a kid's broken its arm.
Yeah.
Nah.
And mum gets wheeled out on a stretcher.
Yeah, that's humbling. I'll give you that. That is worse than mine. Yeah.
And finally, Hannah. Hannah leaned over to grab her daughter a dandelion outside of the swimming class. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, because you can make a wish.
Yeah, they're real cute. I rolled and fractured my ankle, and that was the second most embarrassing moment of the day. The hot young receptionist from the swimming school called later in the day to check up on me after I'd had a fall earlier this morning.
Oh,
I'm 29 fucking years old.
29?
Had a fall, how dare you?
Have we now found out our new age?
No, because I've had a fall older than 29 and it was not considered having a fall. So now I've got all these grey areas.
Yeah, fuck.
But could you imagine a hot young receptionist, 21, say?
Oh, probably not even. Probably 17, yeah. 18 works.
And going, because you're old and 29, just wanted to check in on you because you had a fall. And Hannah's like, fuck you.
29, that's too young.
That's too young.
Well, I hope you're doing okay now.
Hannah, yeah.
sending hope and prayers to you.
Hey, it's Sally in Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. And all levels of Patreon are currently scrolling across the bottom of the screen. So if you've seen your name, take a little screenshot and pop it in the episode feed because we love seeing them. Megan, good on you, Megan. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Megs.
Cassie Blight, Celia Hagsveen, Hazel and Jesse, thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. Fucking love to see it.
Love to see it.
As I rapped earlier, I've had a great new idea. Sorry.
It's strange that doesn't roll off your tongue.
It doesn't. Yeah, as I was rapping about before, you know when you say to someone, like, oh, let's have a quick rap about this? Like a rap session? Like, you know when you say that?
I don't like saying stuff like, because when I put in our calendar, we're going to have a whip.
Oh, and you spelled it with a H.
Yeah, and then you said, what do you think a whip is? And I was like, oh, what am I missing here?
Yeah. And I was like, am I going to walk in? And you're like, whoosh.
Yeah, there were a lot of jokes made at my expense, but a lot of lasso chat, which made up for it.
Yeah. We went back around to Cowboy Town. Yeah. I've had a great new idea, but I think I've like maybe already been convinced that maybe it's not a very good idea.
Okay. Because of self-awareness or you've done some market research?
I've done a little bit of personal research and I've realized that maybe it's actually not the right way to go forward.
No, I believe in you. Let's find out.
I'm proposing eating a big lunch every day. So
yes,
I know.
Sold. Next question.
Yeah. So you know how other countries do this? Like their bigger meal is lunchtime. Yeah. Like I feel like it's a big thing in England because you know how like school dinners are a big thing because of Jamie Oliver. That's the only reason I know it, and so I don't know if it's a real thing or not. But you know how he had that TV show?
And stretches made in.
No, because you know how he had that TV show, and it's like the kids get fed like a big hot meal at lunchtime.
Was that in America, or did he do an American version?
I think he did like a healthy American, where it was like changing all the food. But it was like Jamie's school dinners, and he went to these schools and fucking changed what they ate and whatever.
Yeah.
That is the extent of my knowledge on this.
Okay. That's surprising because you seem well read in the area.
Yeah, thank you. And then like at dinner time, they just have like a smaller dinner because they've had like big lunch. Mm. So last Friday, I was working with you guys in the office in the morning.
Yep.
And then I was like, cool, I've got to go home. I didn't have any lunch with me and I was like, you know what? I'm going to head home and work from home in the afternoon. And I was like, and I'll just like make myself a sandwich when I get home, whatever.
Yep.
I get home. It's pretty cold. It's pretty dreary. I actually washed my hair. So I was like, oh, I'm feeling like a bit, I want to get a bit snuggly.
Yeah.
So I ordered grilled for lunch.
Delicious.
So I got a Mighty Melbourne. Ooh. Which is like a beef burger with egg and beetroot. And like I added brie. So I had like soft cheese in there. I also got a sweet potato chips to share, like the to share size, like the massive one. And then like six little nuggies because they do nuggets at grilled.
The HFCs.
Yeah. Yes.
Healthy fried chicken bites.
So good. Like they're so good. And you know what's mean about grilled, apart from everything?
Yeah.
The little dippy sauces.
I was just about to say, they get the herb aioli or the herb mayo, whatever, to go with the chicken dippers.
That's
and you'll
amazing.
Fucking not have a bad night.
I got the chili mayo and it was literally
fucking
like
yes.
Shove it up my ass. It's so good. Anyway.
I was just about to say this could be an ad for grilled until you said.
Okay. Well, it's
could
still
you
could
imagine
be
a
because
TV
that's
ad?
A great testimonial.
On a TV ad and it's like, I love this chili mayo so much. I shove it in my asshole.
Or like it's me biting into the burger. I'm like, shove it up my ass. It's so good. Anyway, so I'm like having this grilled and I've had this massive lunch.
Yeah.
And then and I got an Uber Eats. So, like, I literally have not gone anywhere.
Yep.
And then I've eaten my big fucking huge lunch. And then I'm on the phone to you. You and I are, like, doing some work stuff together. Yep. And I'm just, like, working on my laptop. And I worked on the couch.
Yeah.
But for the whole afternoon, I was, like, really alert because I'd, like, eaten heaps of food.
Mm.
Where normally I'll just, like, have a sandwich or, like, fucking snack through the day because I haven't had time to sit down or whatever. And I felt really switched on because I was like, oh, I've like fed my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And because you've had meat and protein and like,
And I just felt really satisfied.
Can I run you through my pros and cons or have you got some pros and cons?
Well, I'd just like to add one more thing.
Please.
Because then at night time, so Torbs also didn't take lunch. So the reason we normally make lunch every day, but we didn't have any sandwiches left.
Yep.
So we were like, cool. And then he grabbed, I think he ordered Nando's probably because that's what we get when we're separate.
Yep.
I get grilled and he gets Nando's. And then at night when he got home, normally I'm fucking ravishing by the time it gets to dinner. But both of us were like not that hungry. So we just like had some eggs on toast at nighttime. And then, like, it was just a little snacky, which was perfect. And then you hop into bed and you don't have, like, a belly full of dinner. Which is supposed to be why it's good for you, right?
100%.
So this is why I'm thinking, like, I'm all in. Pros and cons from you. Pros and cons from you.
Well, here's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Is that, first of all, yes, you're taking in heaps of food, but you're burning that energy all day.
Yeah.
Because when you have a big meal at night, then you just go to bed sits in your tum.
Yeah.
It's like a waste. Now,
a waste. It's not a waste, but yes, I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
It's like bad for you, I guess, because it's just sitting in your tummy.
Another thing, I've got no qualms about dinner not being a big deal.
Me too.
Bridge has this thing about like it needs to be some event, but if it's leftovers or I've had a big lunch and I'll just have like a smoothie, I don't give a fuck about the order of like big or whatever meals.
I'm not on board. I would eat toast for dinner every night.
Yeah, easy.
Like it would not faze me at all, yeah.
Yep, big thick sourdough, peanut butter and a cup of tea and put me to bed, sweetheart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing with the big lunch.
Yeah.
And this is more, I'm speaking about myself personally.
Yep.
Is that I love to like order a bit too much.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a threshold where you go from like, I'm full of protein and energy to finish off my day versus that little bit too much and you're asleep on the couch at 2:30.
Okay. So here's where I've already been convinced it's not a good idea. So this was on, this is last Friday, right? Yeah. So like a week ago.
We're grilled today.
Fuck yeah, we can. Yeah. Fuck yeah, we can. Anyway.
I've never been so, the way you spoke about it before, fuck, like, I'm so amped.
Literally, Sophie, can you send this to Grilled, please? Anyway.
Can you send me to Grilled, please?
Sophie, can you take this to Grilled personally and pick some up while you're there and bring it back to the office?
And can I just say this?
Airdrop it to them.
The staff at Eltham Grilled are some of the best staff you'll meet. One of them's a TARPA. I said, so am I. Then I said, did you go to Eltham High? And she said, no, I went to Diamond Valley College. And I said, shame.
That's funny. I haven't met the
Lauren
people.
Was her name. And no, it wasn't that one. So shut the fuck up.
You fingered Lauren in a plane, but not that one. So I haven't met.
Edit this before you send it to Grill.
Don't leave that bit in. I've never met the
Lauren
staff at my local Grilled because I've only ordered from Uber Eats.
Do you know I meet him today?
I've never been there
before. I go, hey, you know how your kids go through college? This is her.
Yeah, this is
her. She's the one who's funding
this is
it.
She. So on the Friday, I really liked that it was a work day and I actually sat down and wasn't just like working through, because normally I'm just like eating while I'm still doing an email or fucking whatever. But I like actually sat down, enjoyed my food and then got back on my computer. So I was like, it's actually a really good way of like breaking up your day because you're like sitting down, or even if you're like eating with utensils because you can't work at the same time.
Didn't you, the relationship between you and my wife, Bridget, because you guys would have your lunch break together, right? And you're like, tools down, let's go have lunch together.
We actually like would go to the lunchroom. We'd sit there for an hour together and we'd like heat up our lunch and we'd chat about fucking whatever and then we'd go back to work. It was great. So I think it like fosters a great relationship with food also because you're concentrating on what you're doing. Yeah. Then on Saturday, I went to my sister's for lunch and she made a huge butter chicken.
And was it the curry that was left over from the other time?
No, so they ended up not having the curry for dinner and we had it for lunch. So she made
There's been internal disputes about a curry going on in the household.
Don't worry, I've replaced the yeast and we're all good.
Please.
So my sister made this big butter chicken.
Fuck yeah.
For my nephew's birthday. It's what he picked. It's what he wanted for lunch. She made like homemade little flatbreads. Like she made naan. And she like she just
naan
went.
Naan you didn't. Oh
nice. Naan your business. Yeah. Anyway, so she made flatbreads. She went all out. She did the curry from scratch. Like it wasn't just a Patax jar. Like she's like roasted the spices. She wasn't.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. And so it was like really big effort because it was for his birthday. And so like I had a big bowl of curry.
Yeah.
And then I had another big bowl of curry.
Yeah.
And
it's a birthday. It's a celebration.
It's like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then it's a birthday. What happens at a birthday party?
Cake.
Because I had a piece of cake after. And I've had like two homemade little naans and I'm literally bursting.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my phone goes off because I'd set an alarm for what time I needed to leave their house because I had a tattoo appointment.
Yep.
And
this is pre-tattoo. Fuck. Sorry. I'm putting two and two together. You fucked this right up.
Yeah.
There's so many things, so many separate
things
you fucked up here.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to say, and then I went home and I was a little bit tired, so I laid on the couch and didn't do anything.
I would have loved for that to have been the reality. And anyway, so I'm like 45 minutes away from the place that I had to go. I'm in the car. Literally, my stomach is rock hard because it's just full of fucking food.
Because you're tight abs.
Okay. We all laughed a little too hard. Okay.
I mean, what?
No. Yeah. You mean my abs,
yes,
right?
Yes.
My stomach is literally just like I've pushed my body in a different way to sport. You know.
Yeah.
And it's rock hard. I'm in actual pain because of. Literally just eaten way too much.
Did you need to go to the bathroom?
It wasn't really that I needed to poo.
I saw Tommy Mum would be like, did you need to go to the bathroom, honey? And I go, yeah, probably.
Probably. No, it wasn't even there yet. The food was all in my stomach still.
Yeah.
And I'm like driving to this thing and then I'm like feeling a little bit tired.
Yeah.
My body's a bit confused because it's confused. Like, is it bedtime? And I'm like, no, we're doing the big meal at lunch now, remember? And anyway, I get there and I meet Courtney and she's great. Yep. We get along really well. And then she's like, oh, cool. So I've just got to finish like drawing up the thing that you want.
Yeah.
Do you need to go and get anything to eat? Like, because she's like, do you just want to go and kill 15, 20 minutes?
Okay, yeah.
She's like, do you want to go get something to eat? And I was like, no. And she's like, no, there's heaps of places.
She's trying to fuck you off.
Yeah. She's like, no, there's heaps of places. And I was like, no, I've actually just eaten a huge curry. Like I've eaten
two curries and three slices of cake, mate.
Like I'm actually full to the brim. And
were you picking up on the fact that she was kind of like, I just need you to leave for 15 minutes?
I was like, can I just sit here? I just need some fucking, I need respite.
Lay on the tattoo bench.
Yeah. And there are a couple of the other tattooers who I'd like met and we were all chatting or whatever. And they turn around, they go, oh, right on. Like that is actually the best thing to have before. Like, cause you need to be like full of carbs cause you're burning heaps of like energy because your body's like stressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're like, so you've actually done the right thing. And I did not shit. So I've actually become fitter probably or something, but I didn't poo. So then I got home like 5 hours later and I didn't poo between then and later.
So is what you're saying is the big lunch is okay if we all get tattooed every afternoon?
Yeah. Okay. Which, I mean, that sounds pretty cool. But
do you think I should get a tattoo?
Sure. I've got a great guy that will do it.
Courtney was great?
She's amazing. Her Instagram's Miss Quartz. I've shared her stuff, but like she's fucking awesome.
Okay. So you're saying you're pro big lunch? Well,
so I thought that it was a really good idea because it worked on the Friday. And then the Saturday I was like, you know what? I could not go back to work after this.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe the good thing about eating a massive dinner is that you do just go to bed, but it's not that good for your bod maybe. But either way, I think it's a work in progress.
Yep.
We could try it today. Maybe.
Yeah, and we will try it
today. But so I've 0 for 1 out of 2.
I think
so
it was 2 out of 2. Don't sell yourself short. It doesn't.
That's
seem
true.
Like
I couldn't have worked after, but I got work done.
On you, yeah. On me. Work happened.
Things occurred. Things were achieved.
I'll pay it.
So yeah, maybe people could give me their tips. Maybe the amount is important.
Yeah, because once you tip over that mark, it's always that extra bit of cake.
It's the extra. No, it was. I only had one bit of cake. It was the second bowl of curry that really fucked me.
But who's making butter curry and not having seconds?
Right?
Like, don't even
it
fucking
turn
so up.
It was so good as well. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I actually don't regret it at all.
Now, we don't do pranks on this show.
We do not.
But this is excellent.
Oh, no.
My 8-year-old is currently battling her uncle in a prank war. And last night, she delivered this devastating blow when we were at his house.
Oh.
Check out the photo I've sent you.
Oh, that's good.
Can you explain it for us?
So she's drawn a line outside of what I'm assuming is the uncle's car.
Yep.
And written reserved for Mr. Fart.
I don't think he can recover from this.
Mr. Fart, that's an epic burn. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll recover.
That is so, yeah. You just.
Tools down.
You'd, what is the word? Surrender to that. You go,
truce.
You win.
Peace talks. Yeah. We'll have to enter peace talks.
White flag. Yeah. You go, yeah, no. That's, I can't beat that.
Yeah.
That's so fun. And isn't it quite sweet as well?
It really
like,
is.
Like, it's really adorable. And she looks so proud of herself.
She looks stoked. Now, we don't do pranks.
We don't do pranks. So bear that in mind.
But if I wrote reserve for Mrs. Fart and put a little sign next to your car, would you be like, dang, he's got me? Or would you be like,
I'm not married, so I wouldn't assume it was me. Miss Fart, maybe then I'd be worried. Be but like, Mrs. Fart, that's Sophie. She's married. I can imagine
being like, who the fuck is that? And then you cross that out and it says Miss, and you're like, oh, damn it.
Oh, fuck.
All right, Lodge, what do you got?
I've sent you a meme that I saw, and it's the other week I described to Ryan what his perfect night would be, and someone posted this in our Facebook group actually, and
the text
sounds like a cracking night. But can you explain what the photo is, Ryan?
The number plate is BJ69KFC.
Doesn't that sound good?
You won't have a better evening than that. And you will not have a better evening than that. Tell me what could occur to make that evening better.
Cake after the KFC. Kentucky Fried
Cake. Much. Too much.
Too much. But you know what I like about this is that scientifically they've got it in the right order, because you're not beejing and 69ing after the KFC.
And I've always said that.
You got to fuck before the food. If you can fuck after the dinner, you have not eaten enough. And I actually have always said that.
You have always said that. And that's why I never call Tony on a Sunday afternoon.
You can't. Because I've had two bowls of curry and I'm ready to go. Nah, just kidding.
That's harrowing. On Monday, what keeps you up at night that I've worked?
I mean, that's going to be close.
That's right up there.
Don't say right up there. Sorry, it just gets worse and worse.
Lots of TARPers have previously worked in McDonald's. I feel like a lot of people have worked at McDonald's during college or in high school. It's great first job.
And don't they have amazing manager?
I don't know if this is an Australian thing, but I was always told if you have McDonald's on your resume, like, people really respect it because of like the management training and
do heaps of courses and stuff internally.
Heaps of training, but also like, they turn up on time. They have accountability, and it's like, they know how to get shit done. People go, oh, well, if we hire this guy, he knows how to get shit done.
How funny.
Yeah. I don't know if that's Australia or wherever else. Let us know. But it's the I used to work at McDonald's edition of What Keeps You Up at Night, and people have said some harrowing shit.
Oh, if this is something that's going to turn me off McNuggets, I'm not going to come in on Monday.
Nuggets are safe.
Great.
Thick shakes.
Oh.
We'll chat to you on Monday.
BJ69 KFC, thick shake.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Love you.
Go those Hawks this weekend.
Oh, up the Hawks.
Yeah, how many wins have we had this year?
Zero.
We're
going to be one on Monday.
Watch this space.
Love you, bye.